What is the earliest time for the Ma'ariv Shema? The answer is Seis HaKochavim. What should one do if he read Shema too early at Ma'ariv? What if he said Shema before Tzeis? The answer is he should go back and say it again after Tzeis. What should one do if he missed the latest time for the Ma'ariv? When is the latest? What should one do about the brachos of Kriya Shema if he said them before Tzeis? The answer is as long as he said them after Plag HaMincha, he does not need to repeat them. If he said them before Plag HaMincha, then he should repeat them. What should one do if his minion davens Shema too early by Ma'ariv? The answer is he should say Shema and the brachos of Kriya Shema and the Shemone Esrei of Ma'ariv together with his minion, but then after Tzeis, he should go back and say Shema, just Shema, by himself. He should not eat his dinner or a big meal until he has said Shema. So if he starts his Shabbos Suda after Tzeis, he should say Shema after Tzeis before he starts the Shabbos Suda. Otherwise, he should try to start the Shabbos Suda half an hour before Tzeis, because we're nervous if you start your meal before Tzeis, too close to Tzeis, and then you maybe will fall asleep and then forget. And then forget to daven Shema. How much time is between candle lighting and Shkia? The answer is 18 minutes. So if you have a candle lighting chart and you don't know the other Zmanim, you'll know that 18 minutes after candle lighting is the latest time, right, for Mincha according to the Rabbanan, according to the Vilna Gaon, and 18 minutes after candle lighting is the earliest time for the Ma'ariv Shmon Esrei according to the Rabbanan, according to the Vilna Gaon. What is the latest time for the evening Shema? The answer is Chatzos, which is midway between the beginning of the night and the end of the night. What should one do if he missed the latest time for the evening Shema? The answer is he should still say Shema until morning. He doesn't get the mitzvah of saying Shema on time, but perhaps he gets the mitzvah of saying Shema, period, of studying and repeating and reading those portions of the Torah which are so important. According to Sephardim, what is the earliest time for the Shmona Esrei of Ma'ariv? So we said again, the answer is Svardim Falo Reb Yehuda, according to the Magin Avraham. And so that would be 1 hour and 15 minutes before Tzeis HaKochavim. That's the earliest time for the Shmona Esrei of Ma'ariv, according to Sephardim. According to Ashkenazim, in difficult circumstances, what is the earliest time for the Shmona Esrei of Ma'ariv? So Ashkenazim tend to follow the Vilna Gaon, and so for them, the earliest time for the Shmona Esrei of Ma'ariv in Ashas HaDechak would be 1 hour and 15 minutes before Shkia. So there are some schools where they're concerned that if the students do not daven Ma'ariv in school, that they might not daven Ma'ariv at all. There's some schools, again, not our school, but other schools, that they're nervous that a vast majority of the student body, if they don't daven Ma'ariv in school, might just not daven at all. And so those schools, even when dismissal is before Shkia, they'll still daven Ma'ariv as long as it's one hour and 15 minutes, up to 1 hour and 15 minutes before Shkia, because that is plag according to the Vilna Gaon, and Ashkenazim rely on that in difficult circumstances. According to Ashkenazim, in ordinary circumstances, what's the earliest time for the Shmona Esrei of Ma'ariv? The answer to that is Shkia. What's the best time to daven Ma'ariv if a person is davening alone, if there's no minyan in his town, right, or they're not feeling well so they can't go to minyan? So then they should wait until Tzeis. That way they make everyone happy, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon and the Vilna Gaon and the Magen Avraham. Everyone is happy if they wait until Tzeis. And so if they're not rushing, right, to daven with a minyan, then they should wait until Tzeis to daven all of Ma'ariv, Shema, the brachos of Shema, and Shmona Esrei, so that way you get all of them together at the right time. But if you have to daven with a minyan, so then in ordinary circumstances, most minyanim tend to daven Ma'ariv after Shkia. What should one do if he came late to Ma'ariv and the minyan was in the middle of Birchos Kriya Shema or up to Shmona Esrei? The answer is just wait until the minyan starts Shmona Esrei. Don't say Birchos Kriya Shema. Don't say Shema. Just wait until the minyan starts Shmon Esrei and daven with them. Then after they daven Shmon Esrei, you say Shema and the brachos of Kriya Shema. The only exception is if you read really, really quickly and you know that even though the minyan started, you can still say the brachos of Kriya Shema and still get up to Shmon Esrei with them. Then read quickly and get up to Shmon Esrei and start Shmon Esrei with them. But if you are a slow reader and you know that by starting with Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Midbaro Ma'ariv Aravim, that you're going to miss starting Shmon Esrei with them, at that point you should just wait quietly until they start Shmon Esrei, say Shmon Esrei with them, and then say Shema and its brachos by yourself after Shmon Esrei. In what case would you say Shmon Esrei before Shema? That's the case that I just described. When you came late to Ma'ariv and you know that you cannot get up to Shmon Esrei with a minyan if you say Shema and its brachos, so then you just wait quietly. You start Shmon Esrei with the minyan, and then you say the brachos of Shema and Shema after the Ma'ariv Shmon Esrei. Thank you.